Dear Cheap Astronomy, how can we observe things that are receding from us at faster than the speed of light? So, as is well understood by regular Cheap Astronomy listeners, and probably other astronomy podcast listeners, the universe's expansion has an additive effect over distance. So, imagining you have points A, B, and C stretched out in a line, the expansion of that line gives point B a certain receding velocity relative to point A, while point C relative to point A not only has point B's apparent receding velocity, but also additional velocity due to point C also receding from point B. Then point D will have even more apparent velocity, and so on. If you apply this principle at a universal scale, it's inevitable there will eventually be points moving away from point A faster than the speed of light. Of course, they are not speeding through their own local space faster than light. It's just an effect of the cumulative expansion of the universe. The parts of the universe that are receding from Earth at faster than the speed of light all lie past what we call the Hubble sphere, which has a radius of about 15 billion light years. 15 billion light years is well less than the radius of the observable universe, which is about 46 billion light years. But when we talk about the observable universe, we mean that now, today, we can see photons emitted by objects that are now, today, as far away as 46 billion light years, although they weren't nearly that far away when they first emitted those photons. This is all about horizons of observation. The particle horizon is the farthest distance from which we can detect photons, now, today, that were emitted by distant particles in the past. So the particle horizon is the radius of the observable universe, 46 billion light years. Conversely, the cosmic event horizon is the farthest distance from which we will ever detect photons emitted by something now, today, even though it may take billions of years before those photons eventually reach us. So you might think the radius of the cosmic event horizon is the same as the radius of the Hubble sphere. But no. Remember, the Hubble sphere, around Earth, is the radius beyond which distant objects are moving away from us faster than light, due to the universe's expansion. And that Hubble sphere radius is about 15 billion light years. But the radius of the cosmic event horizon is actually about 16 billion light years. So it's only a bit bigger than the Hubble sphere, but there is always a slight margin between the two. Remember that the apparent receding speed of distant objects is just the cumulative effect of the universe's expansion over that distance. So any objects at the Hubble sphere's edge are moving away from us at the speed of light, but they aren't actually moving at the speed of light relative to their local environment. So imagine some objects that are just outside the Hubble sphere that emit photons towards us on Earth. Since those photons travel at the speed of light, they can readily cross from outside the Hubble sphere to inside it, since the objects that emit them aren't receding at anything like the speed of light relative to the Hubble sphere's edge. But this principle only works for objects that are within a billion light years of the Hubble sphere's edge. Any objects further out may still emit photons towards Earth, but the ongoing expansion of the universe will ensure those photons never reach Earth. That's why we call that 16 billion light year radius the cosmic event horizon. Complex? Well, yes, but mostly because we struggle with the concept of space-time. Distances here on the surface of the Earth are so small that the transmission of information seems instantaneous, even though it isn't really. Once you look out into the vast universe, you need to start adjusting your thinking to accommodate the fact that time is distance and distance is time. They're both just two aspects of the same thing, space-time.